Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Did you watch Selling Sunset yet?
No, I haven't, but I see you've been tweeting up a storm.
All right, well, I gotta go then. Bye. No.
Maybe next week.
I'm gonna have everyone bully you on Twitter again.
Good, because that hasn't happened before.
So that you can watch it, and then we can have Christine Quinn as a guest.
So I actually just saw her name make a headline for being the ultimate villain. Is that accurate?
Yes, but no.
Okay, but I saw her name, and I was like, oh, that's your fave.
Yeah, so she's season one villain, but she has a Camille story arc. So like, she's the villain at first, but then she's iconic.
Oh, hi, Danielle. Okay.
And then there is another character who, like, really swoops in, like, literally in the last episode of season three as, like, the ultimate new villain. Like, awful monster, but I am so entertained. Can't get enough.
I'm getting, the Hills energy from this.
Better.
Wow. Okay. All right. I will.
So everyone at Moomoo's and say, watch Selling Sunset so we can have a joint interview with Christine Quinn and it'll make sense.
So are you guys clever?
Literally.
Do you sell houses?
Yeah. She's a huge Britney stan.
Right. That much I knew.
So you have plenty of time. We'll bring that back later and we'll bring Christine on.
Okay.
If you don't want to do it, I'll do it on Patreon by myself. For the girls.
That could work.
No. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, everyone. Hello. And welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast, where we start off by talking about Selling Sunset and talk about
Legends Only.
I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
Now, we like to start off by giving a huge welcome. Well, a welcome, but also a thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you so much to everyone who supports us. And, just for $2 a month, you get some bonus episodes, including, know what is up there?
What?
A deep dive into Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Speaking of Emotion, how timely of us.
Happy 5-year anniversary.
Yes.
To Emotion. We got some new merch.
Yes, Miss Carly Rae Jepsen legend has just dumped a whole bunch of stuff on her website. Actually, I want the beach towel that has all the track titles. I feel like that's clever.
Right?
I liked that a lot.
So when we can finally go to the beach on the 10-year anniversary of Emotion, in 5 years from now, it'll be a nice memory, won't it?
When she releases Pandemic.
Don't you cough. No, that's bad. That was not sponsored.
Not yet. Thank you, everyone who has joined us on Patreon, our Legends Only fans.
And also, we want to give a thank you to The Guardian for the shout out of Legends Only Pod.
Yes, thank you so much for featuring us in the article about important information that you've learned from podcasts.
Specifically our Bionic episode. I was very touched.
Was moved.
Yes, we were called Riotous was the
yes, adjective. Yes, and you had to look that up.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Riotous Media Gaze. And
oh my God, what is it called?
Literally me though. I was like, riotous. What? And then I was like, oh, that means like funny.
Like haha, funny.
Yeah. Like, oh, they thought we were so funny that they were like in a riot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Got it.
Thank you to Michael Craig for that wonderful shout out in The Guardian.
Yeah. Let's just jump right into the week, shall we?
Yeah, let's dive into this wet ass podcast.
Somebody get a bucket and a mop because we're about to dive right in. Ooh. All right. Well, you know, the girls are just, you know, there's room for everybody. Let's just say that.
There certainly is.
There's another girl on the block and she's got a podcast.
She's coming for our gig.
She literally is. Legends Only is canceled.
She has had enough with our fuckery. Right. And she said, let me launch one myself.
I know. As if we haven't been promoting Chromatica on here enough, you know. My Stephanie.
My yes. Stephanie Geromato.
She's coming for Stephanie, our gig.
Geromato Radio is coming to you now.
FM Geromato.
FM Geromato. Available now on Apple Music. If you didn't already know, Miss Lady Gaga has launched her very own Gaga Radio on Apple Music. It is going to be a series in which she talks to collaborators and musicians and divas, she said in the description, about the making of Chromatica and just music making. And so far, she did an episode on Friday where she talked with Blood Pop about the making of Chromatica. And it was a mixture of like a DJ mix of songs, like David Bowie songs and different things. And little interview snippets. It was kind of cute to hear her just like us, like just sort of being like, so here I am, just talking on the radio with you guys. And
just talk. She should have called it that. Well,
she should have.
She could take that, Lady Gaga, if you're listening, Stephanie. You can take that idea. It's free. You're an icon, and Chromatica is saving my summer and my life. So you should do a spinoff of Gaga Radio called Just Talk. But anyway.
She's going to write that down in her Chromatica notebook next to her Chromatica jockstrap, which everybody received this week, I believe. I saw the clamoring on Twitter.
Oh, God.
So get ready for those jockstrap selfies coming soon.
Not my gay ass.
I did not order, but we will certainly see them soon. So
great. So excited.
To see.
Suddenly I'm a top. No.
I'm excited to listen. I'm going to listen every week because it premieres in the middle of my work day, and it was a nice little thing to listen to while I was working and hear about her process. And she was going to call the album Free Woman at first.
Oh.
But then she came up with the Chromatica concept, which I'm glad. I'm glad we have a little planet to go to.
I know, right? I hope she does an episode about 1,000 doves.
It will definitely.
I think we should
happen.
Have that conversation.
I think she'll go through every dove.
I hope so. All 1,000.
She's going to.
I was on my walk this morning, and there's this woman that feeds the pigeons on one of the corners by
Home Alone.
By Boxers, and yeah. She was like throwing seeds and like literally fucking like hundreds of pigeons from like all the different intersections started swooping in, and I couldn't get my phone out fast enough to film a reel.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh my God, there's 1,000 doves.
Find her again. That is a reel/TikTok hit in the making.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to
Reels. One day I'll get it.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Gaga, on getting your radio show. You know, this is also the first time that she's actually acknowledged Chromatica in any major way since she dropped the album. So I think that's probably also really nice for the fans. And we'll see what she's got cooking with that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Reels, she teased, sort of?
I guess.
Maybe?
She expressed that there was footage of Chromatica photo shoot soundtracked by Sign from Above.
Right. And she was going for someone's hand.
I'm
true. Like, is this a video or is it just a reel or is it just a BTS?
I don't know. It was definitely a lot of the looks from the photo shoot. So I imagine it was just sort of BTS video of the photo shoot, but you never know with her.
No, never know with this year.
You certainly don't know with this year. I would not mind that.
It would be kind of iconic. I mean, I feel like she has to. It's two legends. Like, you need to
immortalize
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like that. I mean, I think people, I know the stands love replay. Like, there's a lot that deserves justice. But most importantly, I would like her, in honor of her radio show, to release her 2011-12 demo called Nothing On But The Radio. It is so good. And actually, I remember RuPaul brought it up in an interview once and was like, I have a bunch of illegal demos and I really like her song Nothing On But The Radio. I was like, okay. But yeah, it is a bop. It goes so hard for unreleased Gaga. That and my favorite song of hers, Reloaded, featuring Rodney Jerkins.
Wow.
I always have time for that. But yeah, she, I think it was going to be Born This Way, and then it was going to try and happen for Art Pop, I think, but didn't make it. But anyway, you've got a radio show, Nothing On But The Radio, release that, and then just start checking out those Chromatica singles.
Yeah.
And as we discussed, she was going to have a drag show moment with Ariana, and that got scrapped because of an act of homophobia by the Chainsmokers when they had a mask-free moment on the Hamptons. So
because we're 5 months, 6 months into this and people still
act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
But we're not going to get into all that today because I want to have fun. So
we are going to have fun. And speaking of,
but do I have opinions? I absolutely do.
You have opinions and you also have reels available now on Instagram.
I'm reeling. I'm reeling to discuss Reels.
Yes, Reels, everyone, on Instagram. Now so available.
I did produce one folklore promo. I got Jimmy to do a ukulele cover of The One. Personally feel like that was fighting for gay rights, and I succeeded. And so stream Folklore, stream The One now. And wow. I filmed one of the shots in the little reel and I edited it. And so if I get sued by Taylor, great.
Which who among us has not is what I say.
Right. Get a good. Oh, my God. Know what I need to put on the soundboard? The soundbite of her from the Vogue questions or whatever, where she's like, get a good lawyer.
Oh, we absolutely need that. Oh my God. The amount of lawsuits we talk about.
Oh, right.
We have Reels on Instagram trying to come for TikTok's gig. We talked about it more in depth in our Patreon only episode of Something More Personal this week. But we have some Reels from some faves as well.
I know. Joe Jonas posted one. Gave me all the feels because it was from the Happiness Begins tour.
Oh my God. Now that Happiness has stalled.
Right? Little did we know. Happiness began and ended only 3 months later.
God, so cruel.
Final Happiness tour. You know what? I saw it 3 times, so.
That was plenty of happiness for you. Mm-hmm. Now, so I know Selena Gomez did one with the fridge that I didn't watch, but there was one from Miley.
Yes.
That was exciting, at least, because it was music.
I did think that that was a fun way to do it. It was very much like Spotify Canvas, where, like, the videos play behind a thing. But, you know, you don't get, you can't preview a canvas on Spotify. So I thought it was cool to get a little snippet of a song.
Yeah, we unexpectedly, even though I feel like it was long delayed, but now it's just finally coming, the return of Miss Cyrus in the form of Midnight Sky. Excited about it, excited about the cover art, which is giving me Kylie's two hearts. It's giving me a bit of disco. I mean, she's kind of hinting that there's some sort of maybe 80s disco vibes.
Yeah, I mean, there's like literally a disco ball in the teaser. So yep, it's like the concept for that would maybe be disco.
Yep. The concept of Midnight Sky is a disco. But
a night out at the Ritz.
A night out. One can only hope it sounds like that. Just sadness on the dance floor.
I will say, though, you know what? I was like, I'm trying to think of like fun memories. That one night where we went to the Ritz last year where DJ Lena was there.
Oh,
and she did that whole disco set and we stayed out all night. Was that or was that not so fucking fun?
That was the last time we had fun.
Yeah.
But I mean, kind of.
One of them. But like,
yes, no, I agree. That was a great night.
And it was also like spontaneous. Like, I feel like we just went and we were like, eh, let's just go to the Ritz and see if it's still like afloat. And then we wound up having a fucking blast.
We absolutely did. It was a full night of 70s to 80s to 90s. Like, the transitions were perfect.
It was like a power hour. It was chronological.
It was. It absolutely was.
I feel we just need to think about stuff like that, where that will happen again someday. We just need to hold out, right?
Hold on to happiness and hope.
Keep holding on. Yeah.
Yeah. speaking of holding on, Little Smilers, your time has nearly come because Midnight Sky is available on August 14th and she is finally here.
Yeah.
So see you soon, Miss Miley. I'm excited.
Is this a full album or is it just a sing?
This is just a single, but she's had so much music like prepared for this moment that I maybe a surprise drops on the way.
Probably not.
I don't know. But the EP last year came. I definitely had time for Mother's Daughter. So we'll see what she's got.
I hope she does something with her little Instagram show again.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, see what she does.
She's not busy
making out with Cody Simpson.
Whatever. I mean, let her live, right?
I mean, jealous that she has someone to make out with.
I know, right? Ew. The thought of, get away from me, anyone. So with this disco teaser, something that I did see that I just wanted to call out in this episode.
Call it out.
I saw a fighter bring up Telepathy by Christina Aguilera and said, I don't know, maybe it was ahead of its time for certain people.
Oh.
And I saw it and I was like, oh, she's got a point.
She's got a point.
Because
I mean, it would not be the first time she's been ahead of her time.
It kind of is giving me Kylie's new music video vibes, but like Christina already did it.
Yeah.
So like fighter is going to just jump out briefly. And I know that I'm coming for your fave a little bit, but as Christina would say, if you don't like it, fuck you.
I don't know about all that because I feel like a quarantine video really limits people to do essentially what that video was, but I get what you're saying. But yeah.
Justice for Telepathy.
Yeah.
She's an underrated girl.
I enjoyed that song. I feel like people, you know, it's an underrated fave written by Sia.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Well, when we have our Return to the World night DJ'd by Moomoo's, that will have to be part of the mix. We promise, fighters. I will make sure that it happens.
Yeah, and it actually, it was one of her dance club number ones, so.
Iconic.
Give it up for her.
And, you know, that wasn't the only drama that was happening on social media this week.
That's right.
Another fave. Legend Clarkson, Emmy Award-winning television host, dragged her social media team on Twitter because of TikTok. But, like, not really dragged, but, like, kind of did.
The slight dragging. She did. She did.
Yeah. So there was a performance, and then no, her show account tweeted, like, Kelly Clarkson covered this TikTok hit, and Kelly was like, no, this isn't because of TikTok. This is a hit because they're talented singers, or, like, whatever. I don't know who wrote this.
Right.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, she dragged her own account, Kelly Clarkson show account. She RT'd, quote RT'd, and was like, I don't know who wrote this copy. She did a little bit of the most, because it would have been fine if she found the song on TikTok, but she wanted to make it very clear that she already knew it and that she already stanned the musicians. And then when people were like, oh, you're being a little shady, I think that's when she deleted. But
yeah, she did delete pretty quick.
She did delete pretty quick. And I do think it has to do with a certain other talk show host who has gotten some heat for her interactions with others. I think she probably just didn't want to come off as unkind when there's so much talk about unkind daytime TV hosts of another.
It's going to be so bad.
Well, I did tweet Kelly to cover Over by Lindsay Lohan. I haven't heard back, but I tried. So,
I can't imagine why. She's got it on her to-do list to get back to you.
I'm trying to put my blue check to use, okay?
It works.
We get dragged a lot, the blue checks. So I'm just like...
Rightfully so.
Let me put this to good use. at Kelly Clarkson, can you please cover Over by Lindsay Lohan? Thanks.
Yeah. It's important to do those sort of things with our power. Just like I tweeted Urban Outfitters to release Kelly Osbourne's Sleeping in the Nothing on vinyl.
Are they?
No, but I think maybe I've started a movement. There were... You know, there were like 12 likes. So I think
one tweet. One tweet. It's the greatest that you'll ever. Anyway, sorry. Oh,
well, yeah,
it's fucking iconic.
Because, you know, all the universe works in its ways. And Lindsay's Speak is finally out this week after being available for pre-order forever on vinyl at Urban. And, you know, so I said, well, clearly the next thing is Sleeping in the Nothing.
Maybe so.
Anyway, back to the Billboard Hot 100 chart. No.
Yeah, back to the social medias, you know. So another thing happened this week that was so random, but like...
Yes, you're going to have to speak to this because I've never seen this franchise, actually. I pretty much stopped with Housewives in 2011 or so, but...
It's fine. I mean, well, that's the last time that it was good. I'm sorry, let me just coughed a little bit. So speaking of the Housewives of Potomac, so actually Housewives of Potomac is kind of iconic, pretty
yes,
iconic actually.
On social media,
Karen Huger
that
is
a good one.
Fucking legendary. Like she's one of the top. So Rihanna, who can't find the time to put out an album, and it's fine, that's okay.
Right.
Is spending her time clearly watching Housewives of Potomac because she joined Karen Huger's Instagram Live and was commenting in Karen Huger's Instagram Live. And I was like, what? Now, you know Karen Huger is never going to let that down, ever. And I can't wait for the next season where she's going to talk about that, like, nonstop.
Will that be her whole character story, her arc?
Absolutely. Her loud era is incoming. I can't wait.
Oh, well, I'm glad she got a storyline. That's great.
Just because Rihanna tweeted you once, no one cares, Karen. Literally.
I have no context for this particular franchise, but I'm glad that this queen was acknowledged by a queen.
Good luck booking that reunion dress that you speak of.
I think that there's unspoken Bravo standom among the top. Now, we know that Beyonce watched Atlanta.
Yes. We know that Jamie Lynn Spears. And just quick about Rihanna. No, it is public. She Instagrammed about Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, okay.
I do remember.
Yeah, Vanderpump especially has such a fervent following among the elite. And has like a very... Like, as a very, like, there's a lot of dissection of the show, yeah. A lot of podcasts about it. But anyway.
I'm waiting for the first legend to come out in support of Summer House.
I know. You've been championing Summer House forever.
I just want to know if Christina Aguilera watches Summer House, because Christina is a big undercover Bravo fan. Well, she watches all of it. And I'm like, okay, what do you think about Lindsay Hubbard?
Not so undercover. She had Erika Jayne perform at her birthday party.
True. And Bethany was there. Frankel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Christina what I would do to have a Legends Only episode with Christina Aguilera talking about Summer House, and obviously Bionic, but like Lindsay Hubbard. Manifest it. Everyone
manifesting.
At home. Oh, wow. That really took a turn, didn't it?
Sure did, as it always does.
I want to be on Summer House. They quarantined them this year, and I was like, why can't I go? I would be so good on that show.
I heard they did that for Love Island, which is starting soon as well. U.S. Love Island is now being shot in Las Vegas with a quarantined cast.
Oh, I haven't seen Love Island.
I haven't either, but I hear things.
Isn't it also rumored that Drag Race quarantined?
Yep.
Okay, so here's my whole thing about that. I actually don't have a problem with that, just so everyone's aware. Because I can tell you from personal firsthand knowledge of like working on a TV show, that shit is taken extremely seriously. So like, I actually think it's safer to quarantine people versus like have people constantly coming in and out.
I have a friend who's working on a Hallmark movie, one of those Christmas movies right now. And I've been told that the protocols are so strict, like masks on in between cuts, tests all the time.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah. Distanced actors, all of it.
That
it's
actually,
gonna be very interesting.
You know what? Like, I feel like that would be kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's an added challenge, but I think it's manageable, and it's going to be really interesting to see it play out. The soap operas are doing it, and they're even apparently they're having like their actual significant others for kiss scenes and shooting from behind because they're not having the actors kiss at this moment.
What?
Yep.
That's going to be interesting.
Or like maybe there was even talk of like somehow like doing it distanced, like love scenes somehow. I'm not sure. But
weird. Also, if you're quarantining a cast in a house,
yeah,
you're bound to get sick of each other faster, and it's going to be phenomenal TV.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about them sneaking out because they can't really.
Right. I mean, some of them you could.
Yeah, I guess you could, but this should make for some very fascinating reality TV, especially in the future when we look back at like how TV handled it for the first time.
Right. Like, Lindsay, yeah. I cannot believe you went outside and you touched a door handle, you fucking bitch. Do you care about anyone in this fucking house? You went outside and you touched the Amazon package. Fucking whore. Fucking bitch. You could have killed every single one of us in this house. Me.
Very you.
Did you touch that handle? You didn't even spray it? Are you fucking kidding me, Lindsay? Oh, God. Someone quarantine me in a house. I'm bored. I'm losing my mind. I want to interact with people. Shove the fucking Q-tip up my nose, test me for COVID, and throw me in a house for 6 weeks. I will give you the best television of 2021.
That I am manifesting for you.
I'm like, am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely correct. And it will be quite entertaining. Somebody get you into a close quartered space with 12 strangers.
Oh, where were we? Oh, we were talking about Rihanna. That took a whole sidetrack turn. It's fine. Well,
and otherwise she's busy launching Fenty Skin anyway.
Did you order it?
I didn't order it. I got nervous because I watched Hyrum's review and a few other of the skin legends on YouTube, and I got nervous about how much they were putting emphasis on the fact that there's fragrance, because I've had bad reactions with products in the past because of fragrance. So I'm like, let me sit this out and see how it goes.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't want to smell that.
I don't want to. Yeah, I got nervous because I have had breakouts from fragrance and had to switch. This is such a boring conversation, but
Mumu is talking about laundry detergent for 10 minutes straight.
Literally, though. So it's definitely not shade to Rihanna, because the majority of people can handle fragrance no issue, but I'm just kind of going to wait and see what other people say, if they've had any reactions or whatever.
Nobody was killed?
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
No, I'm the same way. I have fragrance-free detergents. I use a sensitive SPF.
Exactly. He's God. A sensitive boy with sensitive needs, and most people can handle it, but I cannot. And it's definitely no shade to her, though, because it's like, it actually sounds like a wonderful product. I just like might not be able to use it, but we'll see. And
amazing.
Also, the packaging
looks amazing. Packaging's
amazing. The concept, everything is amazing. And I just want to, I wonder if she'll hear the feedback and also do a fragrance-free version. Seems very possible.
Probably.
So we'll just have to wait and see. But otherwise, seems like a smashing kickoff. She looked fierce at her virtual kickoff party. And yeah, I think the reviews for the actual product have so far been positive. It's just been that little caveat. So we'll see.
Well, when Rihanna's not busy taking over the skincare world, you know what she's doing? Oh. Fashion. And speaking of fashion, it may be time for...
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. Should we not do it this week?
No, I think we should go.
Do you think we should?
Hit it.
No. What if I just didn't hit it and I just kept everyone waiting?
I think we would lose all of our Patreon subscribers.
Me too. Okay, so hit it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yes, this week I am awarding the crown for high fashion editorial to Miss Rihanna for her Harper's Bazaar cover in a stunning yellow moment.
Mm.
And also the white, very simple, chic.
Yes, great, beautiful spread so far that we've seen. I think we're still waiting for more of it to come out, the inside shots. But so far, the cover is amazing.
And it calls her an icon.
It does. So finally, some appropriate verbiage to describe Rihanna.
Literally, it's like Harper's Bazaar, Rihanna, and then the text underneath it literally says,
she's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment.
Well, you know, we do have some listeners at Harper's Bazaar, so I'm sure that's why. But I think that is suitable. And yeah, she looks incredible in this shoot.
Stunning queen. Speaking of stunning queens, I would like to award a second person this week.
Oh, okay.
I would like to award Normani as well for her photo shoot that she did on the set of WAP. She published these photos to Twitter and also on her Instagram. It is an homage to something. I saw like someone posted the fashion throwback that she was like paying reference to.
Yeah.
I'm not really into whole like fashion world. I'm literally sitting wearing sweatshorts from H&M and a t-shirt from Old Navy. So
it was a reference to Naomi wearing
yes.
Alaia. It was like 1991 collection.
Yes.
Shot by Queen Ellen von Unworth, otherwise known as Blackout Photographer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a moment. That is literally a high fashion editorial moment.
Oh, stunning. Flawless.
Gorgeous. And she, yeah, that behind the scenes video of her dancing. Excellence. Well, I was also going to pull a look from WAP, so maybe, but it's hard to choose which one for my high fashion editorial, but I kind of have to say the Cardi, this was the leopard moment with the boobs.
Well, we should just boobs. Start talking about WAP because
I think it's time to talk about WAP because the whole thing is a high fashion editorial.
Right. It is just HFEWAP, high fashion editorial WAP. That is one high fashion pussy, okay?
That is correct. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to talk about WAP, otherwise known as wet ass pussy, or the censored version, wet and gushy.
Okay. Is it WAP or WAP?
Probably WAP.
Right? It's WAP.
But I find it funny to say WAP.
So like WAP is a bop.
WAP is a bop.
But like WAP. WAP is like what a Karen would call it.
WAP slaps and WAP is a bop.
Oh. Know what slaps? WAP. Know what's a bop? WAP.
We're covered either way. Don't worry.
We're basically, no, that's stupid. I was going to say. I almost just said Cardi and Megan are shaking, but like that's No.
Oh, great. Two white gays telling her to hang him. She's shaking. Great. Noted.
No, I'm just. God.
But I will say, okay. So loved it. I'm definitely, I love the explicit.
Oh,
it's hard for me to get behind Wet and Gushy.
Yeah, the Wet and Gushy's got to go.
It's like, especially, and I know, I think Cardi had said in her live that like YouTube insisted or said that she needs to go with the censored for the video, but like the video really should have been explicit version.
Is it not?
I thought the premiere was
the one censored. That I watched was full explicit.
There, I think the premiere was Wet and Gushy.
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, so you mean like the actual like live experience was the Gushy the one and they flipped it over?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I watched it after it premiered.
I think they just couldn't do that for the premiere, maybe.
Weird.
Very weird. But I'm just going to go ahead and make sure that my ears aren't crazy because I thought it was Wet and Gushy. Let me just, as we get lawsuit. Yeah.
What was that?
Gushy. I'm getting gushy on my YouTube version.
Well, I don't want to hear gushy.
Wait, this is a mystery. This is a case for the FBI.
I'm going to look it up.
Anyway. So.
Wet ass pussy.
WAP.
Versus wet and gushy. Yes. Definitely love the explicit version. Honestly, I love that it shook people. I love that people are nervous about it being so explicit. It was very in your face, literally. And I like that.
Yeah. So I now, okay.
Now you, I'm surprised that you like it.
You all know that I have like
for pornographic lyricism.
No, I am normally a very conservative mommy. However, there are certain moments.
Every now and then.
I was like jaw on the floor. Fully gagged, no pun intended, but like kind of pun intended, like literally shove it down and like hit the dangly thing behind my throat. I was living, like eating all of this up. I was
it's just the uvula.
Yeah. I was stunned at how explicit it was. I was stunned at how vulgar it was. And I loved every fucking second of it. And I just love how Cardi just does not give a fuck. And Megan, I feel like she really is next and really just on the
moment.
Yeah, she really is the moment. And I mean, I'm kind of biased because I had such a positive experience with her in person.
Yeah.
So I just like am rooting for her even more. But like it is so raunchy. It is so vulgar. It is amazing. I love that people were like gasping and freaking out and clutching their pearls.
Absolutely. Ugh. I mean, it really takes it back. I mean, it always kind of comes back to Kim, especially the Lil' Kim, the outfits and also the raunchiness of it. And it's just like, you know, that is how you stay subversive and you keep the public shook. And it obviously got people so riled up that all of a sudden all these conservatives are coming out of the woodwork as if they ever listened to a Cardi B song to be like, this is pornographic. And it's like, go back to your Breitbart, ma'am. This isn't for you. And also, it is for you in a sense that it's clearly to ruffle feathers.
Exactly. It is pornographic.
Yeah.
And to all of these Congress people that have such a problem with it, to that I say, shut the fuck up, log out, go write a bill. There's a fucking pandemic that you need to be solving with your little fucking votes and shit. So go yay your way to fixing the fucking pandemic and log out. Thank you. That's my speech.
Period.
T. Kyle 2021.
First of all, and second of all.
That should be my campaign slogan. I should run for Congress.
It really should be.
Anyway.
I mean, I love it. I mean, Cardi had to issue an apology. Did you see that?
No.
She apologized on behalf of Megan and herself.
Oh, yeah.
The line, if he eat my ass, he's a bottom feeder. She said, me and Megan would like to give a public apology to all ass eaters. We didn't mean to offend any ass eaters around the world, especially offending you by calling you a derogatory word such as bottom feeder. This has been a tough lesson and we will never do it again.
Well, I don't do that, so I'm not offended.
I know you don't. But that is how you take accountability, and that is how you make an apology statement for your wrongs.
That was fighting for gay rights, mm-hmm. and people were killed.
I just love that Cardi has such a good sense of humor about everything still, despite how massive she is, that she's still the regular degular girl that that we knew her to be from reality TV and mm-hmm. all that. Song is so fun, so raunchy. Video is a Willy Wonka sex nightmare fantasy. Obsessed, Colin Tilley directed, aka Slumber Party.
Ooh.
People were like, where was Britney's scene?
Oh, I mean, the hallway of legends.
Yes. Our friend Tay Blue edited in the milk scene of them. So they had like Cardi and Meg like looking in the rooms and then had Britney licking the milk in front of Sam. And honestly, it works.
Yeah. I mean, the video is so genius in the sense that they created this hallway of hoes that were in this house. And they just go down the hallway and it's like legend, she's an icon, she's a legend. Like every door, well, that's subjective, but like to me, they're all legends.
No, it was definitely that. It was definitely, and that was like the big surprise at the end, really, because for the beginning, I liked so many of the setups. I think my favorite was the animal print for both of them.
Mm.
I just think their animal
prints
are so good. Yes. Like, and the chain link hair, which Laomi also wore in Legendary. Like, I just loved that look.
That's the other thing about Cardi that I love so much is like, she pays homage to, that's the right word, right? Homage.
Yeah.
Okay. She pays homage to so many iconic fashion moments and music moments from the past. And she doesn't do it in a way that's like copying or she's trying to be like, oh, like this is my original look. She's like, no, Little Kim's a legend. She pays homage to her. She pays homage to Naomi. And like, that is what art and all of this is about. You know what I mean? Like it's about recreating and making things new and paying homage to the people who paved the way before you. And like, that's what I love so much about music and music videos and visuals and all that.
Female collaborations and tag team efforts and things like that. And there is even, now I don't pick sides in this and I do want them to get along, but there did seem to be a bit of an olive branch moment before this when Cardi was talking about the rap game in general. And she was like, there was somebody before me who for a long time, there was just rap from the early 2000s. And then there was a silence and then somebody came in and she did really good for herself for a long time. And it was obviously about Nicki. And it was like, okay, I personally would love that to be all patched up and for them to
And even if unite. It's not, Cardi still...
Yeah, yeah. Because
she still gets it. Where she's like, I may not like you, allegedly.
Right.
But like, facts are facts and you are fucking dominating and like you made such a huge impact. And then she even, didn't she say she was like, she was dominating and she still is dominating. Like she gave her props.
Yep. Yeah, she did. Like, she absolutely did. And exactly. And I also just think, especially in rap, which I'm a white gay talking about it, but.
Oh, are you?
It's a sexism thing where it's like, oh, can we really have another female rapper like that? When like there's a million male rappers and we were sisters. But it's like, no, I want 5 million more of these collaborations with them all with each other in different variations and configurations. And it's like, the more the merrier. Like, why it doesn't have to be one person is running the game. It's like, this is so much fun that everyone is doing this.
That's
like,
why they need to bring back Divas Live.
They do need to bring back Divas Live. You're right.
This is a place for legends.
Yes. So we got a big old guest appearance moment from up-and-coming rappers, established musicians, and influencers. We also got Rosalia, which was like totally out of left field. Didn't expect a queen to be there, Miss Rosalia.
Mm-hmm. When that door opened on Normani, I screamed. I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Because then my immediate thought was, oh my God, Normani's coming.
Yeah.
But we'll see if anything.
We really need that music. Yes.
The big collab, though, that everyone's been talking about is Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner, yes.
Oh, good old Kylie Jenner. Lip kit, honey, smells like shit. Fucking video is legendary.
Now, unfortunately, her appearance has gone viral. Well, not unfortunately, but her appearance has gone viral in different variations of her opening the door. And my personal favorite is it cutting to Mariah's, how about you get the fuck out?
No, I didn't see that one.
It's her sitting there waiting for her to open the door.
The one I saw was like, she goes in the door and then closes the door. And then it's her, she flicks the light on and it goes, rise and shine.
There is that too. I obviously, if people don't know, I don't care for the entire Kardashian dynasty. I don't like any of it. And I don't actively dislike her in any way, but it always sort of feels like a distraction to have a Kardashian involved in something because of their empire. Like, it makes you think of that instead of like the ladies at hand, in my opinion. But I will say that I thought she looked good.
Yeah, she did. I mean, like, she was trending, and I was like, if you're going to get attention for a music video, especially now when music is down,
so in,
it did its
that,
job.
Exactly. Like, to that end, everyone's like, ugh, why couldn't it have been XYZ? And it's like, well, now you have Us Weekly and those types of magazines and stuff. They're going to cover this even more so than they would have.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make it right that they like kind of make her front and center, but you know what? Megan and Cardi knew what they were doing, and you're going to get the Midwestern mom to watch this for because they like the Kardashians. And oh, what a surprise they're in for.
Yeah. I like Kylie. I didn't hate it.
I don't.
I wish she did something more in it that was like self, not self-deprecating, but like poked fun more. Like something that had like a little bit, I don't know, but like it's fine. Like the photo of her sitting with Cardi backstage and you just see Kris Jenner in the back on her phone is so funny to me.
It's very, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
It's exactly that. And I feel like it needed a moment like that in it. But I mean, who knows? I'm sure everyone would have been like, oh, she's taking away the attention.
Yeah, as it is, she kind of has a show-stopping moment already where the song stops for her. And, you know, it's good. I just, you know, would I have loved it to be like the big shock that it was Nicki or something? Like,
ooh.
Or, I mean,
you just see like a shoe fly down the hallway and then the heel breaks into the door and then like someone pulls the heel out and then it's Nicki.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I would have gagged. I just got chills even thinking about that.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine the stunt?
I think they need to like further, if they'll ever do a song, they'll need to have to do something like that.
Right.
But yeah, a job well done. And I think obviously their scenes together are really hot and their verses are super clever and filthy. And
we love to see it.
We do love to see it.
Know who else loves to see it?
Who?
Legendina.
That's right.
Miss Legendina Gajalera did tweet about WAP. Said it was,
and showed off her own WAP in the pool.
She literally, and you could see the retouch marks. She photoshopped out those nipples.
Yeah, it never would have flew because it was, you know, clearly a wet t-shirt moment.
Yeah, I wish that Christina was behind one of those doors.
Oh, God, yes, we need that.
You know, if Cardi and Megan had called up Christina to be like, we're doing this video called Wet Ass Pussy, that Christina would have signed up so fast.
It would have hung up immediately and she'd be there.
Yeah, like that photo shoot of Christina in the tube.
Absolutely.
Iconic.
She definitely feels this. I mean, a lot of people are standing. I saw Candy posted in a leopard dress that she was so inspired by the video. So just everyone's feeling their WAP right now.
They sure are. Fast forward to next week when there's going to be a gaggle of white gays on Fire Island being like, WAB, wet ass pussy. WAB.
I think it already happened. I haven't clicked further, but I'm just, you know what? savor it while we can before it is appropriated.
Yeah, it'll be ruined by next week.
First point. Or it will be. Well, and you know, the Westboro Baptist Church will do like a
holy a water bussy. Yeah.
That was the highlight of New Music Friday for sure.
Sure was. Well, you know, get a mop and a bucket because WAP is not the only thing that's leaking.
You've got a point. Sadly, the other WAP leaking was from Madonna herself. Miss Queen of Pop herself. We stand forever, queen forever, but Cap, unfortunately...
Clown-ass pussy.
Yeah. Now, she apparently got the PDF file early, or just... I don't know what the miscommunication was, but she posted, finally, her promotion of the Levitating remix that's coming with Missy and Dua. But she used a photo that very curiously included Gwen Stefani and Mark Ronson, and she didn't say anything about it in the caption. She just posted it, and everyone was like, why are they in there? And people thought maybe it was a promo for a live performance from an award show, maybe, or like a fan art from Brazil, as one does.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh my God, Madonna doesn't even know who Dua Lipa is. And she just posted fan art of like Gwen Stefani.
Something underneath hashtag Madonna. Yeah. Come to find out hours later, Dua posts the same artwork and is like, surprise y'all. It's the remix album. Everyone's on it. And I can say that those two people at least are on it with more to come. And it was at that point that we realized that Madonna ruined Dua's surprise by leaking that a little bit early, which is okay. Queen of Pop, she's allowed.
Yeah, what a... I've said it for the past 5 years that Madonna needs to log out.
I just be the queen, you know, give us highly curated content that is run through a very expensive PR company, if you must, like to curate your brand, but like that personal touch is really it's heavy-handed sometimes. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and heavy is the finger that tweets the picture early. Yeah. So, but we stand. We're very excited for the album. I'm super excited for the album. More details came out from a press release that it's a continuous mix album. The Blessed Madonna did the whole thing. And there's more surprises in store for what's on it. So
I'm so excited for this album.
Stay's doing everything right. Yep. Club Future Nostalgia coming soon.
So it's a remix album of Future Nostalgia called Club
Future Nostalgia.
Okay, got it.
The concept is basically future nostalgia at the club.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
And if you look on the left-hand side of the artwork, a lot of people think that that's Normani.
I hope it is.
Dua has a song with Normani and has already said that it will come in some way. So I don't know, which I don't have intel. I'm just wondering, because it's kind of cut off strangely, I almost wonder if, because she kind of teased a future nostalgia side B sort of situation, I wonder if there's like a second artwork coming that will fill out the blanks of it, like, and show Normani's face.
I could see that almost like it's folded in half and it's like you open it up and there's like the rest of the rest of the girls.
I almost wonder if that's what happened.
Probably.
Or like that might be a thing, but I do think the Normani moment is definitely coming, and more Dua for the year. She's just done it so right this whole year. So
so we'll be in quarantine for her first album. Not her first album, her second album.
Yeah.
And the remix album. And then the greatest
and the
hits.
Album.
And then the Seasides.
Yeah.
Oh.
More nostalgia. Speaking of nostalgia, what a pivot right here. Madonna, when she isn't leaking Dua's artwork or spreading conspiracy theories, posted a video sitting next to Diablo Cody of Juno and like United States of Terra. And she also did like script rewrites for Burlesque, legend. She was typing away as Madonna was detailing the opening of the Blonde Ambition tour, her outfit, Jean-Paul Gaultier cone bra outfit.
Iconic. Which,
and then in front of her were tons of journals piled up. So everyone's in a panic because they think this might be her biopic or something based on her life, at least. I don't know, but it's also like timed very well with her departing from Interscope, and now Warner maybe is in talks with her, which is her old label. And it would all kind of make sense. She can't tour right now. Maybe the move is to finally tell her story. We've never gotten the Madonna book. We've never gotten the movie. So maybe this is happening.
Well, I think it's a great time for, you know, people to log out and really just explore their life and start journaling.
Think about their choices.
Put the phone away. You know, disconnect a little bit. Find nature. Go upstate. Get an Airbnb. Start writing. I think that would really be great for some people, including me, actually. But also Madonna.
You're speaking to yourself.
Yes, but I'm also speaking to Madonna. Am I wrong? I don't think
I'm
wrong.
And many people,
I say that out of respect. Well, that is a fact.
Well, I would 100% love this, but obviously my first thought goes to, like, who plays Madonna? I don't know. But I do have one total fan fiction idea. I don't know if you were going to say it.
I mean, I'm not really good with the actresses and the whole casting. Oscar world. Who do you think?
Go for it.
Okay, let me actually, I do have a decent Rolodex of actresses. It's gotten better over the years. Okay.
Mine is definitely just out of fan fiction, but it would be literally, it would be full circle. What if Madonna was played by Lourdes?
Wow.
Her own daughter.
Wow.
I mean, she dressed up as her, at least one or two times in the Celebration video, and, she's done tour visuals. I just wonder, if this is really happening, what if she's no one can play me except for my actual daughter?
Yeah. But it's also interesting, though, because she has such a long career. So, you have to pick three different people almost.
Yeah, that's the other question I would have is, is this tracking all of the eras? It couldn't be. It's just crazy. I don't know.
It would have to be one moment in time.
Yeah.
I don't... interesting. Well, you know, I'll say this. She's not very good with social media, but she's extremely good at everything else. So I can see this being fantastic, and I'm sure she has a vision for it.
Yeah, I can see, Diablo Cody has a huge reputation of her own, and she's a Madonna fan as far as I know. And it could be a Bohemian Rhapsody, but for Madonna, or bigger, where it just totally smashes at the box office, tells her story.
Know who I'm kind of thinking? And I don't know if I'm is this embarrassing? If I'm because I know that, okay, so one thing I've learned, the Disney gays are very particular when you talk about Disney. And so what is this world called? This is too highbrow for me. The world of actresses.
Oh, yeah.
And highbrow. Hollywood. Yeah, but there's there's a subsection of there's Disney gays. There's
Film Twitter.
Film Twitter.
Yeah.
Broadway Twitter. I know nothing about anything except for burlesque and that Ariel is the queen of pop and Ocean. Right. But what if Charlize Theron did it? I'm just thinking the face.
Yeah.
She could fit in the middle of the pop star.
It really does depend on if this is going to, if this is a movie, if it's about her whole life or a specific breakout to Vogue to, one part of her story.
Yeah.
Because
I think why I'm thinking Charlize is because when she did Monster, she completely transformed.
Yeah.
And then when she played Megyn Kelly and they did that, it was super minor prosthetic work and she looked exactly like her.
Right. It's possible she could do that. The other, there was, I know, Madonna and film gay Louis Vertel said he wanted Florence Pugh to play her.
Ooh. Who
she's as you in your favorite movie Midsommar and also Little Women and all those things. But I could actually see that facially too.
I could see that actually too. Midsommar was fucking garbage. Did you see it?
No.
Did we talk about it on here?
We talked about your distaste for it.
I don't get it. It's like a... everyone is like talks about it like it's the best movie that's ever been created, and I'm like, listen, I know that my taste level is extremely low, like it's sub par, like below earth level or whatever that's called, sea level, but like that movie is fucking garbage.
Well, hopefully she redeems herself when she plays Madonna in the upcoming biopic.
The prosthetic work in that finale, like the
I still didn't watch it, but
I can't. The meme, I just, it's nope.
Well, I'm sorry, but
but I can see that actress
to bigger
that.
Roles. Yeah.
She would actually do really well.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have to see if this is even a biopic or if this is something just inspired by it. But the fact that she was detailing her actual outfit from the Blonde Ambition tour was like, oh, what are you doing? So anyway, that's the excitement of the week. Things on the horizon.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about and close this episode out, I also just wanted to shout out the new single from Troye Sivan, Rager Teenager. Mm-hmm. I hope that there's an album coming because I'm really loving
it's
this
EP.
Whole... Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, about how he's feeling now. No, not to quote Charlie XCX, but yes.
Oh, okay. I'm into that. I'm really liking the sound. I'm liking this like retro moment.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, he just came out with one, and he had come out with one a few easy. I think it was
so good.
A few. Yeah. So he's having his quarantine.
House is on fire. Woo!
Yes, and there's, along with his EP, there's plenty on the horizon, including some more female collabs. Now, the wealth of collabs that we've been having this year, I am not complaining in the least. This is wonderful. And the next two both involve one queen in particular. First of all, there is a JoJo featuring Tinashe Love Reggae coming out on August 28th. And then there is a Demi and JoJo collaboration that is due out on August 28th also called Lonely Hearts Remix. Great week to be JoJo.
Yeah, her new stuff is good that came out this week.
Yeah, she also has a new single herself that came out. The JoJo single is called What You Need, and then she'll give you more of What You Need in about 3 weeks with Demi and Tinashe. At that time we will also have a certain award show coming up.
Yeah,
as well.
The VMA has just got moved outdoors, y'all.
Yeah.
Will be interesting to see what happens with that.
I just don't understand why they're even trying to do anything in person. I think they could have just done what the BET Awards did. And I think they will to a certain extent. I think we're going to get a lot of mini music videos.
Yeah.
Which I will love that. I'm not mad about that. But I'm just unclear about why anything has to happen in person.
I think it's just going to be Kiki's part. The hosting part is going to be,
honestly, if Kiki is just running around the city herself, like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Have you discovered her Southern Belle personality?
Yes. I am obsessed with her. I'm so glad that she is, like, thriving this year. She's got new projects coming up. She's an icon.
It's a good year for Kiki, and she is going to make the VMAs watchable because we were going to get a host finally that is entertaining. And then, I mean, honestly, like you said, if it's just Kiki doing her thing, cutting to like Gaga and Ariana doing Rain On Me in LA and then coming back, like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. She is so funny, and it's so natural.
Yep.
It's not forced. And I'm just so excited for her. I could actually see her getting her own show at some...
Definitely.
I know that, like, it was...
She did have...
It was canceled, right?
Yeah, it had nothing... I don't think it had anything to do with...
No,
her,
it was,
like,
coronavirus.
Pandemic-related.
Yeah.
Because that pandemic hour took over, but, like, it literally did. It was, like, a health hour that, like, took over their slot, but she had...
COVID with Kiki. I'm pitching it right now.
Literally.
I would watch that every single day. 10 minutes.
Watch the shit out of that.
Coronavirus with Kiki. 10 minutes every single day. I would watch
and
it.
Coronavirus with a K.
Yeah.
To make it cute.
Keeping up with the coronavirus with Kiki.
But no, totally. She has all the potential in the world to do her own show like that. And this, I mean, I think, well, you know what? Our Miss Queen Kelly proved herself with a few hosting gigs of her own for award shows. And then Kelly Clarkson's show came up. So I
that
think
is true.
This is a fun little test run for her.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kiki Palmer, if you would like to do your own show and it's a podcast or something and you want a producer, call me.
Absolutely.
I will produce a Kiki Palmer podcast in a heartbeat.
And if you would like to perform your underrated 2016 song Enemies live on this podcast, I will approve of that because I stan that song so much.
Yep. You are welcome to co-host, perform anytime that you want.
An open invitation
to Kiki Palmer. Yes. COVID with Kiki, produced by Legends Only.
With theme song Enemies featuring Jeremiah.
Honestly, that's like, that would be such a not funny podcast, but like a 10-minute Kiki Palmer podcast would just brighten my day.
For sure.
Like, just give her all the news to like go through in 10 minutes. Someone's going to steal that idea. We need to, what's next? Nothing.
Nothing's next.
All right, everyone. Well, that pretty much sums it up for the week.
It's a lot happening, and there's a lot to actually... Now there actually is stuff to look forward to for the rest of the month. So we'll see how things shape up around the VMAs. We'll have to stay tuned on that.
That wraps it up for this week. Thank you all for joining us for another week of shenanigans and wops and bops.
Wops bound. Wops and bops. Oh, that's a concept.
Wops and bops.
Cardi should do something with that.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a show where you just talk to...
That's her Apple Music show.
Yeah, just talking to divas about bops.
Ugh, okay. Well, I'll DM her that now, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Let's manifest it, everyone. I'll produce the Kiki Palmer podcast and a new podcast called Wops and Bops. Coming soon, 2021. I really am, though, trying. I'm starting to lay some groundwork for some future things.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, future nostalgia. Yeah. And also some future projects that I would like to work on. Stay tuned. Until then, we will.
Keep your wops mopping.
Yeah. Get that mop out.
Get that mop out.
And we will.
See you.
Soon. I'm waiting for Trisha Paytas to do like a swipe up. That she's like, swipe up and see my WAP.
WAP in your area? It's more likely than you think.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.